With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Wildfire experts have peered into their crystal ball and like what they're seeing.
Right now, we're feeling pretty confident that we're going to have an average fire season across the Northern Rockies region this year, as opposed to the well above average season that we had last year.
That's meteorologist Brian Henry at the Northern Rockies Coordination Center in Missoula.
We typically have a severe fire season roughly once every 3 years, and last year was our latest severe fire season.
According to the Forest Service, last year's fire season nationwide was the most expensive on record. It cost almost $2 billion to fight the fires that burned almost 10 million acres. Montana alone shelled out almost $11 million to battle wildfires that cooked over 334,000 acres. Meteorologist Brian Henry says this year, much of Montana's been graced with at least an average mountain snowpack.
And with the spring outlooks for weather and projected stream runoff rates, we're looking at a normal melting of the mountain snowpack this year, which bodes well.
And according to Henry, that predicted normal runoff rate is key. Remember when temperatures skyrocketed into the 90s and low 100s for most of last June? Well, that's not expected again this year.
That's actually pretty significant in that there's been studies out there that have been shown to link the severity of a fire season to the timing of the melting of the snowpack in the mountains. If the snowpack melts sooner than average, then there's a significantly higher number of fires, and the fires also tend to become larger.
Hardly anyone expected much good snow in Montana this year due to the predicted historically large El Niño weather pattern. El Niños typically lead to drier than normal winters in the Northern Rockies.
What makes them even more interesting to me is that the number of large weather systems that typically move across the region during the winter months was much less than average.
Even though we had fewer of those large systems, a bunch of smaller storms managed to dump decent snow in the higher elevations. Meteorologist Brian Henry says we lucked out in another way as well.
If you go up to, like, for example, like Lolo Pass or some of these passes, you'll notice that the actual snow depth is actually below average, a good bit below average on the depth of the snow, but there's a lot of water in that snow. We end up having some rain events over the course of the winter that just poured water into the snowpack, so the snowpack is like a big thick brick right now.
Henry says this preliminary prediction of an average fire season in the region is good through July. The Northern Rockies Coordination Center will issue its official prediction at the end of next month, and that one will cover all of August. Meteorologists are pretty confident this fire forecast will hold through late summer. In the end, though, it's just a prediction, not a guarantee. Dick Mangan spent his entire career fighting wildfire in various capacities. He's now a consultant who owns Black Bull Wildfire Services, headquartered in Missoula. Mangan offers Montanans this advice.
Don't be dictated by the calendar. Just because it's late March doesn't mean we can't have fires. And with the changing climate and global warming, fire season is going to come earlier. So the need for the citizens out there to prepare themselves and their structures and do their clearing limits and all those things probably comes on earlier this year than we would have expected 10 years ago.
National Wildfire Preparedness Day will be held this May 7th. It'll be recognized in Sealy Lake with wildland fire home assessments, smoke detector giveaways, and fuels reduction grant information, not to mention a free local barbecue. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.